I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Whether or not you're a cat lover, you have probably heard of catnip, a European herb that cats go crazy for, licking it, rubbing their faces in it, chewing it, and rolling all over it. Cats, from the grandest lion to the tamest house cat, just love the stuff. And they also love silver vine, a mountainous plant found in Japan and East Asia. But despite the fact that we've known about this reaction for almost 300 years,
little is known. How does this work? What is the biological significance of the responsive behavior?
That's Masao Miyazaki, a professor who has just published a paper trying to understand exactly that. You see, scientists had already identified nepetalactone, the chemical in catnip that attracts cats. But now, Masao and his team have discovered nepetalactol as being the most potent chemical in silver vine. And they also discovered why the cats love it so much.
Nepetalactol activates the myopia system by chemical sensing through the olfactory system for the response.
That's right. Just like humans experience a feeling of euphoria from opioids like morphine, Masao and his team found that cats are getting high off nepetalactol because it stimulates their central nervous system's opioid receptors. That's why the cats will act all blissed out after a silver vine or catnip sesh. And importantly, they get this through inhaling the chemical coming off the plant. When they just fed the compound to the cats, it didn't produce the same effect. This was true for the laboratory cats they care for.
And every morning we spent about 1 hour for cleaning and feeding and playing with them.
But also for feral cats, a couple of lynxes, jaguars and a leopard. And that's all well and good, but is there actually any benefit to the cats rubbing this all over their faces, apart from the pure joy they experience doing it?
The major finding is nepetalactol act as mosquito repellent activity for the cat.
You see, nepetalactone, the active chemical in catnip, has been known to act as a mosquito repellent. And that gave the team the idea that maybe nepetalactol also acts as a repellent. And after putting some nepetalactol on the cat's faces and exposing them to mosquitoes, they found there was a significant reduction in how many mosquitoes landed on the cat's heads compared to control. And they tried it out on some other creatures too.
So our laboratory member tested by ourselves to put nepetalactol on our arms. And we showed the evidence that our arms are protected from mosquito biting at least for 30 minutes.
Masao and his team suggest that maybe the reason cats have evolved to have this reaction to catnip and silver vine compounds is that, unlike dogs and some other predators, they rely much more on ambush, sneaking around after their prey silently before pouncing. And so it might be more important for them to not be being irritated by mosquito bites. And that's exactly what they're going to be studying next.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.